Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Aid getting into Gaza is nowhere near enough for 2.2 million people, some of whom are, quote, visibly starving, a UN official has told Sky News. The United Nations yesterday began distributing around 90 truckloads of aid, which are the first deliveries into Gaza since Israel imposed a total blockade on the 2nd of March. Bear in mind, before this, 500 trucks had come in, so at 90 is less than 20% of that. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and French and Canadian leaders of being, quote, on the wrong side of history and of, again, his words, siding with mass murderers, rapists, baby killers and kidnappers. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent. Good morning to you, Alistair.
Good morning.
First of all, the situation in Gaza, further strikes being reported overnight. What do we know about that and the limited aid trickling through?
Yeah, more airstrikes overnight. The Israeli military offensive is increasing in its intensity and in its scope across the Strip. Day by day, there tends to be a different focus. But the airstrikes, the ground manoeuvres are pretty much across the board. On the humanitarian front, aid is getting in. The IDF said, well, firstly, the United Nations said around 90 trucks worth of flour, sugar, and some food were got into Gaza over the last 24 hours and have been distributed. And it's the distributed thing that's the key. The IDF said that 107 trucks went into Gaza over the last 24 hours. That does not necessarily mean, though, they have the food and the aid on them has reached people. They go through the border, they get checked by the Israelis, approved, they go through the border, and then they have to go through a process on the Gaza side of things before they're distributed. And that bit can take a long time.
And it's not just food that's been talked about here. There are shortages of medicine supplies, chronic water and fuel shortages as well. The UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs warning that without immediate fuel deliveries, this could have knock-on effects on the delivery of water and sanitation facilities, possibly even as soon as the end of this week. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. The blockade, the siege, call it what you want, has been in place for almost 2.5 months. And so, naturally, everything is running dry, including fuel. And fuel is key in a way that everything else is key. If you don't have fuel, you can't power generators to run hospitals or bakeries. You can't fuel the ambulances for the paramedics to go to the scene of airstrikes and to recover the dead and the wounded. So fuel is vital, and that, like everything else, is running low. And, you know, again, we, for obvious reasons, there's a focus on food and water, but it's also other basic supplies of life that we all take for granted, but when no supplies have been coming in for 11 weeks, you know, it's every aspect of daily life is now down to the bare minimum.
And despite all of this and the pictures that have been shown on televisions and the data that's come out, Israel is contesting this, the stories that are coming out about people suffering from malnutrition, about the amount of food and supplies that are in Gaza, and contesting this, just describing it as Hamas propaganda.
Well, look, I've literally come away from my office for 10 minutes to take this phone call and to speak to you guys in some peace and quiet. Back in the office, we are putting together a piece for this evening, shot by our Palestinian colleagues in Gaza, in one of the hospitals, and there's a little baby called Aya. She is 3 months old now, and she's totally gaunt. Her eye sockets, her cheekbones are protruding from her face. She's pale. Her legs are tiny, skinny, thin. The nappy she's wearing completely dwarfs her, and she's not getting the nutrients that she needs. And particularly when it comes to newborns, it's a really vicious spiral because the mothers aren't getting enough food to produce breast milk or breast milk of any quality. So they cannot then pass the nutrients within breast milk onto their newborn children. Bottle formula isn't really an option because that is running out. And so you have this vicious cycle. So, you know, whatever it is that the Israeli government, you know, claim is the reality or not, you know, I can promise you, we get these in every day. I have at the office right now images of babies who are starving.
And the only thing that will bring relief to babies like Aya is international pressure to force open the gates and let more aid through. And the efforts to call on Israel to let more aid through are being roundly rejected by Benjamin Netanyahu, accusing UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, French and Canadian leaders being on the side of Hamas, and Gideon Saar, the Foreign Affairs Minister, blaming European leaders for heating up the anti-Israeli temperatures that led to the brutal killing of people on the streets of Washington, D.C. I mean, in terms of the all-out diplomatic offensive to push back on any pressure that would restrain them, Israel is fighting on that front as well.
Oh, very much so. International pressure, I think American pressure, I think pressure from Donald Trump is what has changed Israel's course of action in the last week and allowed some humanitarian aid in. Prime Minister Netanyahu alluded to that. He said that, you know, people in America, his friends in America, senators, support the war, but they cannot take pictures of starving people on their television screens and in their newspapers. And so that is what has changed Israel's position on that. But they are losing allied support, diplomatic support, pretty rapidly. I mean, when you just look at, you know, Europe, the relationship between Israel and Norway, Spain and Ireland, who not so long ago all recognized Palestine as an independent state, well, that those relationships are poor. There is now a very difficult relationship between Israel and the French and the British, as we saw from Benjamin Netanyahu last night, naming and attacking Keir Starmer and Emmanuel Macron. I think it's the Dutch who are particularly pushing through the European Union to review the partnership between the EU and Israel. That's also got some pretty widespread support across Europe. So it is, you know, Israel is losing a lot of international political support.
Okay, Alistair, I won't say look forward to see your report later on, but no doubt people will be viewing it with dismay when it is broadcast. Thanks for taking our call and taking the time out to do that. Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent, thanks for joining us today.